Dean, I've got somebody. Hi, you there? I can see you. Think you're there. Can you hear me? I'm calling Lisa. Now, maybe Amy. Jodie, let's try Jodie. Amy said she'd be there. Mia. Who's calling that? I don't know. Oh, hi, Mia. You're the only one. I can't get anybody. This is crazy.
It is crazy.
I know Dina's here, I think, but because she's lit up, but everybody else, they're just not answering, or there's something wrong with the Skype or something.
Well, and now you know at least there's not something wrong with the Skype.
Well, I don't know, because I'm pretty sure people are there, because Amy said she was going to be there. But oh, there's Jodie. That's great. I've got Jodie now. How? Hi, Jodie. Terrific.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
You know, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Get into things.
Those pictures you said were amazing. Amazing.
You saw that circle one?
Yeah.
Okay,
What
so
was that? Was that the moon or the sun? What was it?
that was a circle, a full circle rainbow around the sun.
God, I never
I
saw anything
think.
like that in my life.
Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I think we call it a sun dog because in the northern part of our state they got like 2 or 3 inches of snow, but it was about 70 degrees where we were. So I think it's the reflection of the snow or the sun or whatever. But I had never seen that before in my life.
Me neither.
And then just the other day, we got a whole bunch of pictures from Rachel's wedding, like 800 pictures. And I was filing through them. And on two pictures, I see like a rainbow. One is a rainbow in Rachel's dress, and then the other is a rainbow in my dress.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Great. I've got Dina. That's amazing. Hold on. Okay. Sorry, Jody. One more second. Hello?
That's okay.
Okay. Well, I can't do anything then. I'm sorry. No, I can't manage that. I'm sorry. I'll record it for you. Well, I'm sorry. I really can't. And I've got other people online already. I'm sorry. Okay. Bye then. Okay, so well, I'm sorry, Jodie, I interrupted you. It
That's
was a
okay.
phone call, but
That's okay.
somebody couldn't get in.
Okay.
So Dina's there. I can see you're there.
Can you
That's
hear
great.
me?
Yeah, now I can. That's great.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Mia's there.
Okay.
Jodie's there. Amy can't because Cot's lost her internet. Lisa, I'm trying to call her. She looks like she's online, but she's not picking it up.
We were together on a tiyul, and she should be rushing home. She should be home any minute.
Oh, all right, Bethsaida Gomor. So, all right, Bethsaida. And Elena's still in America. Okay, so we've got everybody organized. I'm sorry. I sorry, Jody. I was
That's
listening.
okay. So anyhow, just to finish the story, my Rachel looked at the pictures, and then the four pictures of like 800, the
Yeah.
rainbow was in our dress when we were drinking from the Kiddush cup from my mom and dad's wedding.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
Wow.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow.
So.
That's amazing. Well, let's learn for your Abba. Let's learn for
Thank
Ilui
you.
Nishmato Shel Elimelech ben Rivka Yosef, who a loving father who passed away last week.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ribbono olamim, v'adonai adonim, avrachamon v'slichot, mondim anachnu lefanecha, adonai eloheinu v'leavoteinu, v'kidah v'shtachavaya, shekeraftonu l'toratcha ul'vodotcha v'dat ha'kodesh, ונתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה, מה אנו ומה חיינו, אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה. על כן, אנחנו מפעילים תחנוננו לפניך, שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ועוונותינו, ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לביניך. כן יהי רצון מלפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתכונן את לבבינו ליראתך ולאהבתך. תקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ואלי מידינו זה נחת רוח, לפני כסי כבודך כרך ניחוח, ותציל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו בכל בחינתנו, שנוצצו ניצוצות עבדיך הקדושים, אשר על ידם גילית דבריך אלה בעולם, וזכותם וזכות אבותם, וזכות תורתם ותמימותם וקדושתם, יעמוד לנו לבל נכשל בדברים אלו. ובזכותם תהיה עינינו במה שאנו לומדים, כמה מענאים זמירות ישראל, גל עיניי והביט הנפלאות מתורתך, כי אדוני תן חוכמה מפי דעת ודבונה, יהיו לו רצון עם רפי, והגיון לי בלפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. אמן.
אמן.
רצון. Master of the universe and Lord of lords, Father of mercy and of forgiveness, We give thanks before you, O Lord our God and God of our fathers, for bowing the head and prostrating ourselves, that you have brought us close to your Torah and to your holy service, and you have given to us a portion in the inning meanings of your holy Torah. What are we and what is our life that you have dealt with us such a great loving kindness as this? Therefore, we lay our supplication before you, that you pardon and forgive all our sins and iniquities, and do not allow our iniquities to separate us from you. And may it be your will, O Lord our God and God of our fathers, that you prepare our hearts to have awe of you and love of you, and may your ears listen to these our words. And may our uncircumcised heart open in the inner meanings of your Torah. May this our learning give pleasure before the throne of your glory, like a sweet smelling fragrance. And may you bestow upon us the light of the source of our soul in all its aspects. And may the sparks of your holy servant, through whom you revealed these your words, shine forth into the world. And let their merit, and the merit of their fathers, and the merit of their Torah, and their perfection and their holiness, stand by us, that we do not stumble in these words. And through their merit, enlighten our eyes in what we are learning. In this, as the sweet singer of Israel said, open my eyes, and I will look on the wonders of your Torah. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, knowledge and understanding. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be forever acceptable before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Great. So today we're starting a new section, which is the ways in which Torah is acquired. So it's on page 26. And this section starts off with a piece from Pirkei Avot. Again, it's the last chapter of Pirkei Avot, which is called Kinyan Torah. Which is called Kinyan Torah. And it starts off like this. Gdola Torah yoter min ha-kuhuna u-min ha-malchut. Sh-malchut niknet ב-30 מעלות, ב-kuhuna ב-24, ב-Torah niknet ב-48 דברים. ואלו הן, בתלמוד, בשמיעת האוזן, בעריכת שפתיים, בבינת הלב, באימה, ביראה, בענווה, בשמחה, בתורה, בשימוש חכמים, בדקדוק חברים, בפלפול התלמידים, ביישוב, במקרא, במשנה, במיעוט סחורה, במיעוט דרך ארץ, במיעוט תענוג, במיעוט שינה, במיעוט שיחה, במיעוט צחוק, בערך הפיים, בלב טוב, באמונת חכמים, בקבלת היסורים, המכיר את מקומו ושמח בחלקו, ועושה סיג לדברים, לדבריו, ואינו מחזיק טובה לעצמו. אהוב, אוהב את המקום, אוהב את הבריות, אוהב את הצדקות, אוהב את המשרים, אוהב את התוכחות, מתרחק מן הכבוד, ולא מגיס ליבו בתלמודו, ואינו שמח בהוראה, נושא בעול עם חברו, ומכריעו לכף זכות, ומעמידו על האמת, ומעמידו על השלום. ומתיישב ליבו בתלמודו, שואל ומשיב, שומע ומסיף. הלומד על מנת ללמד, והלומד על מנת לעשות. המחכים את רבו, ומכוון את שמועתו, ועומד דבר בשם אומרו, הלמדת, כל עומד דבר בשם אומו, מביא גאולה לעולם, שנאמר, ותומר אסתר למלך בשם מרדכי. And this is the translation. Great is the Torah. The Torah is greater than the kahuna, than the priesthood, and from the sovereignty. For the governance or the sovereignty, kingdomship, whatever, is acquired by 30 attributes, and the kahuna, the being a good priest, by 24, but the Torah is through 48 things. Now, let's just stop there a minute and discuss what we're talking about, okay? What does it mean that the Torah is acquired in 48 attributes?
And also, Yadida, if I could just ask, why is it better that something is greater, that it takes more things to acquire it? You'd think that perhaps right. it would be better to have something easy or with one level to acquire. Why do you need 48 things, and that makes it greater?
That's right. Okay. So there's both of, that's a very good question. All right. So the issue is like this. If you think back to what we've been learning, okay, we're talking about getting to the final stage of Torah. All right. He's not talking about, okay, I can open a book of Torah and I can start learning. He's not talking about, okay, I'm still not doing it completely right, but I'm on my way. He's not talking about using Torah for wrong motives, like Torah Shelo Lishma. What he's talking about is actually getting to the true destination of Torah. All right? Now, he says, when you get to the true destination of Torah, then what you've acquired is actually greater than if you acquire the priesthood or if you acquire the sovereignty. I suppose sovereignty means like being a king or something. Okay? And obviously, we can also say, well, the malchut is for kings, the sovereignty is for kings, and the kahuna is for priests, but the Torah is for everybody. So in that one sense already, you can see how much greater it is. But it also requires more refinement of our own attributes. It requires more effort, okay? And we talked about this last time, that for other wisdoms of the world, we don't need to clean our own act up. For other wisdoms of the world, it's enough to learn the material and to understand it. But for the wisdom of the Torah, to truly acquire Torah, what we need is to work on our midot, is to work on our own cleanliness of heart. And so we come to being giving and compassionate instead of receiving, until ultimately we're able to learn and give and practice Torah only for its own sake and not for anything we want to get out of it. Now, here, the Mishnah goes into quite a lot of detail of what the ways we can work on ourselves in order to gain this ultimate level of Torah, okay? Now, why is it important to gain this ultimate level of Torah? The Zohar teaches that the Torah, the Holy Blessed One, and the soul are all one. In other words, we've got the God, we've got the essence of God, we've got the essence of the Torah, and we've got the essence of the soul are actually all one essence. Okay? So when we acquire Torah in that sense, we also acquire an intimate acquaintance with our soul. We gain direct experience of God. We gain direct experience of ourselves. Okay? And that's why the Torah is greater. Okay? Now, the Talmud, in learning and study, okay? When we study, we need to empty our minds of anything that we've learnt on the subject before and come fresh each time. That's a very important point. Rabbi Ashlag teaches that each time you want to come as a fresh page, as a fresh vessel, all right? Let go of anything you've heard about it before and come each time fresh. So that you're not all the time, you know, reminding yourself, oh, I heard this last week and I heard that on the radio or I heard that on the internet. Okay, and what does that guy over there mean? It's being present. Okay, you want to do it in a place of presence. Talmud is in a place of presence. Okay. Shmiata Ozen. Now, Shmiata Ozen, you can take that as meaning a sort of passive, just awareness of being in, bathed in it. Okay. A passive receiving, allowing yourself to receive. Like it means letting the ear hear. We hear things whether we want to or not. I mean, if there's a noise going on, we hear it. Okay? Arichat Sfatayim. Arichat Sfatayim is we're taking more active role. If we're learning on our own, for example, we don't just... The Zohar teaches not just to read the text with your eyes and think, but to actually say it to yourself, okay? To actually talk it to yourself, to be involved actively, to actually say it. Bibinat Halev. The lev in the work of Kabbalah, it means also the will, the desire, in allowing our heart to understand, our desire, where we want to put all our feeling. Be'ema, with awe. B'yir'ah, wanting to come close to God and not wanting to do anything which will separate us from him. Ba'anava, with humility. Okay, and again, that's being a very open vessel. All right, because if we're filled up with knowledge or understanding or something, there's no place for anything new to come in. Okay, so anava is to be filled, is to be humble, to allow. Besimcha, enjoy. Thank you, God, for this precious opportunity to learn. Betohora, in purity. Beshimush chachamim, so attending on the sages. Okay? That means not necessarily going to the shiur. It means to give to them, to actually act as an assistant to them, to wash, to hold the bowl for Nitilat Yadayim. Rabbi Ashlag teaches in the end of the talk he gave in Meiron, the celebration on finishing the Zohar, he says that Shimush Chachamim, waiting on the sages, acting for them, doing for them, brings a closer connection to the sage than even receiving from them in study. Because when we give to the sage, we're in affinity of form with him. And then he can transfer over to us his own understandings. So Shimush Chachamim is to serve the sages in any way we can. B'dikduk Chavirim. Dikduk Chavirim, I'm not totally certain what's the difference between that and Pilpul HaTalmidim. Dikduk means to be exact. Okay? Being exact with the companions. I'm not totally certain, to be honest, what the Mishnah means by this. I brought my Pirkei Avot up together with me so that I can just check that, anything I didn't remember here. If I can find it. Here we go. Okay. B'dikduk Chavirim. He says here is everyone hears from his rabbi, from the rabbi, according to his own understanding. And when the Talmidim speak together, everybody adds their own particular subtleties and their understandings. Okay. All right. Bilpul HaTalmidim is when the Talmidim are discussing it amongst themselves. So,
Yedida, I have a translation that translates it as care of friends, which I thought is interesting.
Care?
But it's almost like, no, care, C-A-R-E, care.
Okay. Care of friends.
Which would be similar to serving the Chachamim, maybe.
Yes, that's right. It's a different look at that word. And that's why I didn't remember it, because I remembered that there were different Peushim to this particular phrase. And it depends which commentary you're looking at.
It's an unusual kind of phrase, Diktuk Chavirim, right?
Yes, yeah. It depends, who wrote the commentary or, what
their
take on it is, exactly how they mean that. Pilpula Talmidim, it seems to me pretty more straightforward, is the other students, they all, you all discuss the learning together and you come to different understandings. And of course, when we learn with each other, we gain much more than when we just learn on our own. And it's because everybody adds their own perspective, their own understanding, and that really helps. Yishuv, Yishuv Hada'at, like from a centered place. B'mikra, Mikra is the text, is the Tanakh. B'mishnah, in the Torah Baal Peh, the oral law. Mi'utz Chora, lessen one's outside business, okay? And lessening derech eretz, I think that might be a term for intercourse. Lessening joy, like, you know, everything b'midah, everything in its own measure, not going crazy on any one thing. The moment you sort of like do too much of one thing, then you lose time and you lose focus with Torah. Lessen levity, lessen joy. It doesn't mean not to be happy, because we said that simcha is one of the ways to come to Torah. But you don't want to sort of like have too many idle pleasures. And that's also what we learned last time, that before a person prays to bring Torah into his body, he needs to pray not to bring luxuries in. Okay? Mi'ut shena, lessening of sleep. Obviously, a person needs to sleep what he needs to sleep. Okay? You're not going to get anywhere if you're just exhausted. But not to sort of like lounge around in bed. Okay? We need to be, you know, sleep because we need to sleep and get up and we get when we're ready to get up. Mi'ut sicha, less idle gossip, lessening of gossip, of talk. Mi'ut schok, lessening of levity. Erech apayim, being long-suffering. People annoy us, life happens. Being long-suffering means taking it more smoothly. No knee-jerk reactions. I'm working on that right now with a breathing exercise, and I'm finding it very useful. Like, just to sort of like go back to breathing when things happen. And just, it's amazing, like, how much one can let go if you don't react. Lev tov, having a good heart. Being comfortable with people. Emunat chachamim, through faith in the sages. I think Emunat Chachamim is a huge one, actually. Emunat Chachamim, I'm not talking about, you know, the local rabbis, or you know, I'm talking about the great tzaddikim. Having faith in the tzaddik, that they could really see the true way, and they came and they helped us. And their words are a guideline for us and a lighthouse for us. But Kabbalat HaYisurim, accepting suffering. Like when suffering comes, we have to just accept it and know that it's for our benefit. And that God is good and does good. And that rule that He is good and does good never changes. Hamakirit Makomo. One who recognizes his place, doesn't try to be bigger than he really is. But also, makom can also be will, who recognizes what his own desire is. Vasamech bechelko, he's happy in what God gives him. He's happy in his portion. Voseh siag lidvarav, he's careful with his words. Veno machzik tova latzmo, doesn't think too well of himself. doesn't grandiose, whatever that word is, doesn't swell himself up too much.
Although the actual meaning of each word separately is he doesn't hold good only for himself. I think it has to do with also being generous, if you think of Eino Machzik Tova La'atzmo.
Oh, that's nice, yes. Thank you. That's lovely. Ahuv, he's beloved. Ohev Tamakom, loves God. Ohev Tabriot, he loves his fellow creatures. Ohev Tatzdakot, he loves righteous acts. Ohav Tameisharim, he loves honesty. Ohev Tatochachot, he loves the reproofs. You know, when somebody points out something to us, often the ego is not too thrilled about it. But somebody who's wise is like, wow, thank you for telling me. That's a big help to me. Okay? Mitrachek min hakavod. He keeps himself distant from honor. Lo megis libo b'talmudo. He doesn't take pride in his learning. Veino samech b'hora'ah. And again, it doesn't mean he doesn't enjoy teaching. That's not what it means. What it means is he's not teaching because he wants to teach, but he's teaching because there's a need in the student to learn. All right? And if there's no need in the student to learn, then he doesn't need to teach it. And that's an important point. Okay? Noseba olim chavero. He takes his share. When his friend has got a problem, he helps him. Umachvio lekav suchut. And he always judges his friend to the side of merit. Mamidol haemet. He corrects him if he's made a mistake. Mamidol hashalom. He corrects him if there's a problem with peace. Mitashev libo b'talmudo. He's content with his Talmud, with his learning. Shoel umeshiv, shomer umosif. He asks and he answers. He listens and he adds. Halomed amanat lelamed. He learns in order to teach. Valomed amanat lasot. And he learns in order to do. Hamachkim et rabo. He copies his sage. V'makaven et shmuato. And he... stuck. Dina, can you help me out with that one?
Well, my translation says focuses one's teaching.
Yes, that's true. Yes, focuses his teaching, or focuses what he's learning, I would have thought.
He puts, interesting.
He puts his focus there.
Also, Machkim et Rabo is fascinating because it's not just copying, but it's also in some ways making his teacher wiser.
It's like venerating. It's like venerating his sage. And if he hears he's been taught something, he always mentions who taught it to him. Halamadata, as we've learnt. Whoever says something, when the name of whoever said it brings redemption to the world. And Esther said to the king, in the name of Mordechai.
And that brought actual redemption, because then they knew that Mordechai deserves. I mean, had it not been for that she said it in Mordechai's name, the Jewish people would not have been saved then.
Whereabouts in the Megillah does that happen? I've forgotten.
Oh, about Bigtan and Teresh.
Oh, really?
She tells, and then during when he's looking, when he can't sleep at night, and he's looking to see if anything's been done for Mordechai. He sees that Mordechai indeed saved him and nothing was done for him. So when Haman comes to hang him, you know, to speak badly about Mordechai, because of that, because Esther told him what Mordechai did, then the whole people are saved just because she didn't say it for herself. She didn't take that credit to herself.
Right.
But she said that it was Mordechai. And I love that part. That's my favorite part because it actually includes so many of the other 48 things.
Yes.
Ability and doing things for the right motivation and caring about other people. Because she didn't take anything for herself there.
No, she didn't. No, absolutely. I didn't remember that Mordechai had sent the message to the king via Esther, but that's such an important point. Wow. Vatoma Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. Thanks, Dina. Terrific. Great. So, you know, obviously, when we're looking at the acquisition of Torah, we're not talking about acquisition of knowledge on its own, but we're really looking at refining our own being, okay, in lots of different ways. And obviously nobody can do all of these things, you know, in one go, but I think it's useful to look at this every so often and to just see if there's one thing in this list, one thing in this that suggests itself to me. Do you know what I mean? That I can say, wow, that's something I want to work on. Because...
Or you could even take... You could take one of the 48 every day now of the Omer, if you wanted to.
Yes, one could, yeah. And there's lots of ways of working with this. And just working with that one particular way, or if you say one a day, or whatever you want to do, and just looking at it, and why is it important? Because the true acquisition of Torah is the acquisition of connection with our soul. It's the same thing. Okay. Because the God, the Torah, and the soul are all one. Okay, let's just stop there and just ask if Jody, Mia, has got any questions. I'll try and call Lisa again. And Jody's disappeared. Shucks. And Amy, I'll see if she got her internet back. Oh, there's Jody again. Lovely. Okay. All right.
I keep forgetting how to get to my...
Okay, did you want to ask something, Jody?
No, I'm good. You're good. I just couldn't get to back to my mute.
Oh, all right. Okay, very good. Okay, Mia, you okay there?
Oh, yes.
You're great. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so Lisa's not answering, and I don't think Amy's got her internet yet. All right, so at least we tried. So let's go on with the Haktamala Talmud Esas Firot. V'ine nitbaya heitev ha'efrish ha'gadol bein chochmat ha'Torah l'sha'a chochmat ha'olam. כי שעה חוכמת עולם אין השגתן מטבעה כלל את החיים שבעולם הזה. כי אפילו הספקה בעולמה לא ייתנו לו בעד המחובים ויסורים שהולך וסובר במשך ימי חייו. על כן אינו מוכרח לתקן את גופו, שזה הרצון לקבל לעצמו, בכדי להשיגן. ודאי לו בעמל שנותן בעדן, כמו כל קנייני העולם הזה, הנקנים על ידי יגיעה ועמל עליהן. מה שאין כן, העסק בתורה המצוות, שכל עניינו הוא להכשיר את האדם, שראוי לקבל את כל אותו הטוב שבכוונת הבריאה, שיליטיב לנבעיו. על כן ודאי שצריך לזכך את גופו, הרצון לקבל לעצמו, שראוי וכדאי לאותו הטוב האלוהי. So now we've explained very well this tremendous difference that is between the wisdom of the Torah and all the other wisdoms of the world. For the other, regarding the other wisdoms of the world, acquiring them doesn't actually make your life that much better in this world. Not even the fulfillment of one's needs doesn't really give you what a true recompense for the pain and the suffering that you go and suffer through the days of your life. Okay? If we look at just that moment, just that bit, okay? It's very true that you can get very rich people who are very miserable. Okay? There's no guarantee that getting, you know, monetary or material satisfaction is going to make anybody any happier. Yes, nobody wants to be poor to the extent that they don't have enough to eat or anything like that, or that they can't get proper treatment if they're ill. That's for sure. But beyond that, being wealthy doesn't necessarily give you peace of mind. It doesn't necessarily make you any happier. It's not going to, you know, and, you know, all the trouble and sorrow that people go through in order to get whatever, that we all do this. We all get caught up. Okay? It's really, he says it's not really, the balance is not worth it. And he says, you know, it's enough, this the labor that you give for these other wisdoms of the world. It's like any other possession of the world, which you get through labor and hard work. But this is not the case in the practice of Torah mitzvot, because the whole purpose is to get a person fit, that he's able to receive all the good which is in the intention of creation, which the intention of creation, which is to give goodness to the created beings. And therefore, it's very necessary to purify his will to receive himself alone, so that he will be fit and worthwhile and worthy for that divine good. In other words, the labor that we do in Torah and Mitzvot, we get a disproportionate, enormous reward for it, an eternal reward, not a temporary reward, not something which is going to disappear, you know, the next time they do a tax raise or something. It's something which is eternal, something which is for ourselves, something which is for our soul, which is absolutely eternal, which is goodness and happiness and joy and a deep pleasure that we are actually able to be in contact with our Creator. And in fact, the sages say, you know, that the enormous reward we get through contact with God doesn't and completely is disproportionate to the efforts that we do in overcoming our wills to receive for ourselves alone, overcoming our Yetzer Hara. Because the joy of having contact with God is beyond anything we can imagine. Now, that's something that we can't actually experience until we've purified ourselves. But we can learn from the great tzaddikim who actually have reached there. And there has been some beautiful poems that Rabbi Ashlag wrote, which express his delight, his joy. And I've got a couple of them translated. And if I can just find the book, I'll read you one. It might be next door when I put it. Hold on a second. One moment. Okay, here it is. Let me just find one. Where did I put it in the book? I'm just flicking through the book trying to see it. Otherwise, I've got it on the here's one. Here we are. His foundation in the Holy Mountains. The light of Atzilut, elevated and clear, distinguished in both the light of loving kindness and of wisdom, directing over the splendor of Bria, yet guards the foundation of Yetzirah. Fed from his most precious light, it is formed to stand strong. He hovers over it like a crown of light. He gave his vineyard to the keepers. It will get cleansed from the fragments, from the excess. He seats me down and raises me up in his splendor. He shows me wonders in his Torah, as he does for all who know the true nature of his innerness. And my eyes will behold some of the splendor of his sovereignty. Yes, I have heard him and beheld his glorification. Here I am, and all my goodness, we will stand together. Taste and see, for my futures I will hasten. Surely he is gracious to me. Choose the one. Oh, would that I have a companion from those who find favor, the men of delight, who know the meaning of everything, who have labored in his innerness and found results. They are his witnesses, and happy are they that the Omnipotent filled their hands with all that their thoughts desired and all they yearned for. The most hidden and the most high above every mystery. Where there is Chochmah, there he is. I have beholden the wellspring of all wisdom, and before I understood, I found him and searched him out. Please, the one who teaches humankind understanding, to you is the praise. Have pity upon me and say a word. The wisdom and the knowledge is yours. You are the worker of every action. The heavens cannot contain him, and in my tent he is willing. From all his aspects and his sides, there is playfulness and affection. His delight is established in my heart as a flame that catches a light as of itself and goes up and is not extinguished. True life I have tasted from the temple hallway, and within it it is built. In it I did not labor, and all is built according to his design. I have uttered his mighty acts, and his secrets fill my belly, and like a shadow I am drawn into the inner room, into the established kingdom. And that was written by Rabbi Ashlag in October 1928. It's an amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I don't understand a word. It's not possible to understand it, but you can get the flavor of somebody who's reached this place of Torah, who's reached this place of connection, of delight with his soul, with God. It's just unbelievable. Very, very beautiful. And so what the Rabbi Ashlag is teaching us here, it says, come on, do the work, because the reward is enormous. You're not doing it for the reward, because that would be receiving for yourself alone. But knowing that God is there, and this is his desire to give to us, is like when we do that work, we're giving to him. Because we're then allowing him to give to us. And that makes him so happy because he's able to fulfill his own mission. So if you look at it that way, then l'shameshet arav, to serve the teacher, is in very much a stepping stone to serving God. Okay. All right. Gam nitbeir heitev ma she'omeret ha'mishna. Im ata oseh kein ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. Ki bekavna gemura diku zot, lorot ki chaye olam hazeh ha'musharim einam muchanim ela rak lemi she'shlim et darkah shel Torah. And in great intention, they were precise on this, to teach that a happy life of this world is actually only prepared for somebody who's actually completed the way of Torah. He's worked on his own attributes sufficiently so that he's connected with his soul, he's connected with God, he's connected with God's wisdom. באופן שעניין הסיגופים של אכילה, שתייה, שינה וחייצה אמורים כאן, נוהגים רק בעת היותה בדרכה של תורה, such that the ascetic issues of eating and drinking and sleeping and the life of sorrow that we talked about earlier are only active in during the way of Torah, during the pathway of Torah. Ki al ken diyukuv amru, for therefore they were precise when they said, kachi darkah shel Torah, pat b'melach tochal, v'mayim b'msura tishteh, v'chol al ha'aretz tishan, v'chayitzah tichyeh, u'b'torah ata amel. Because they said, this is the way of Torah, this is the pathway, this is the journey, it's not the destination, okay? So there's a difference between the journey and the destination. This is the way of Torah. You eat a piece of bread with salt, you only drink what you need, you sleep on the ground, and you live a life of sorrow, and labor in Torah, okay? ואחר שגמר דרך זו שלא לשמה בחייצה וסיגופים. And after one's completed this way of not for its own sake, in this life of difficulty and asceticism, okay? And okay, we can take this, you know, in our present day context. I don't imagine any of us is going to sleep on the ground, all right? But we all have moment places where we can just limit, you know, a little bit, to make a bit more space for our inner world rather than going too much in the outer world. Okay? Masayemet ha-Mishnah, and the Mishnah concludes, Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, happy are you in this world, ki tizkeh lo'oto ha'osher v'atov shebekavanat ha-briyah, because then you will merit to the happiness and goodness which is in the intention of creation. וכל העולם כולו יהיה כדאי לך, and the whole world will be worthwhile for you. דהיינו אפילו העולם הזה, even this world, ומכל שכן העולם הבא, and even more so in the next world. וזה שכתוב בזוהר על הכתוב, and this is what is written in the Zohar on the scripture, ויום אלוהים היא אור, ויהי אור. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Yihi or l'olam hazeh, vayihi or l'olam haba. In the Zohar, it says, and this, let there be light, refers to this world, and there was light, refers to the world to come. Okay? Then, explanation. Peirush. כי מעשי בראשית בצביונם נבראו ובכל קומותם נבראו. Because the works of creation were created in all their final character and all their full stature. Kamosha Amu Chazal, as the sages have stated in the Masechet Chulin, Dahainu B'Tachlit Shleimutam V'Tifotam, in their fullest perfection and in their glory. Ulefize Ha'or Shinivra B'Yom HaRishon Yatza B'Kol Shleimuto HaKolel Gam Chaye Olam Hazeh בתכלית העידון והנועם כפי השיעור המתבטא במילים יהי אור. And according to this, the light that was created on the first day came forth in its entire perfection, including the life of this world, in its total gentleness and sweetness, refinement, according to the measure which is expressed in the words, let there be light. Ela, כדי להכין מקום בחירה ועבודה, עמד וגנזו לצדיקים לעתיד לבוא. But in order to prepare a place of choice and service, God hid it. He took it and just hid it away for the tzadikim. For the future to come. Now, lignoz doesn't mean that it's taken away. It means it's hidden in a secret place. Kedivrei Chazal, as the sages have said, al ken amu b'lshonam hatzach, as the sages said in their clear language, yihi or l'olam hazeh, let there be light in this world. Omnam lo nishar ken ela vayhi or l'olam haba. But what was left was, and there will be light in the world to come. Klomar, shoskim b'Torah mitzvot lishma, zuchim bo rak le'atid lavo. That is to say that those who occupy themselves with Torah and mitzvot for its own sake actually merit this true receiving of the Torah only in the future to come. Now, that does not mean necessarily after they've died. It just means not at that moment. In other words, this is what he says, Shepeusho, which means Bizman Hatid Lavo Achar Gama Histakhut Gufam Badakash Torah. In other words, in the future to come, which is once they have finished purifying their will to receive themselves alone in the way of Torah, then then they are fit to receive this great light of revelation also in this world, just as Rabbi Ashlag received it, as we saw in that beautiful poem. Kamosha Amul Chazal, as the sages have said, Olamcha Tireh B'Chayecha, you will see your life in your world. And now, I've brought here all the quotations, but it's already 4 o'clock. What's your situation? Does everybody have to shoot off?
I have a few more minutes.
You've got a few more minutes. A few more minutes isn't going to do it. So I tell you what, let's mark the spot and we can go okay. into the quotations, and it gives us time to go into them deeply. You know, and take our time. Let's do it next week.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Yedida. It was wonderful.
I felt it was for your Abba so much. I can't tell you.
Thank you.
I really did. I think there he is now up in Gan Eden, you know, absolutely receiving the fruits of all his labors in this world.
I'm sure of that.
I'm sure. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I really felt that he was there with us. I really did. He was so much in my heart.
Oh, thank you so much. You were, it's just in reflection, it's just so interesting to see all these characteristics that my dad quietly possessed, had.
So I think, yes, from what you wrote about him, he did.
He really did. So
he really did.
So anyhow, it was a very nice class. I really appreciated it today.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, Yedida, and everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Take care.
Okay.
Okay. Bye then. See you next week.
Bye bye.
Bye then.
Yadita?
Yes, sweetie.
Are you going to post the recording?
Yeah, I'm going to post it right now because so many people awesome. Weren't here. Are you managing to get the recordings okay? Because when I checked the one you said only came up as code, it was actually working fine with me.
Yeah, I honestly didn't go back in and check, but I'm going to because I really want to get this one too.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I mean, they're working fine. I mean, the ones I checked were fine.
Okay, great. And be sure and let me know whenever you're ready to have a meeting.
All right, I'm thinking a lot about it, but I'm not very well yet, so which is holding things back, but I'm getting better, Baruch Hashem. But that's what's holding things up. But I did another video yesterday, finished another one, which is good. So I'm working now on the practice ones, because when I got the practice ones done, then it's done. And I don't want to put pressure on myself by advertising or anything until I've got it all ready and we've discussed, you know, who and how and where.
Okay. Got it. All right. Well, I think of you and I think of it and I think, oh, how I long to learn Hebrew.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, it's going to work. It's going to be really good.
I am the first and most enthusiastic guinea pig.
That's great. No problem. All right. You're going to have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye then.